Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's Papa Roach right there. They're getting away with murder. I'm not saying Diddy did that, for God's sake.
But he might have. We're not saying he didn't either.
And now it's all over. My buddy Reggie in Chicago just texted and said, Diddy did it. I'm like, whoa. Winston's still holding strong. He texted me and said, I'm not ratting yet. Because he just hoped it ties back to Biggie. That means it's been going on for a quarter of a century. This Diddy thing's interesting to me. And then I got an email that said, your boy's at it again.
What Toledo do now?
Yeah, that's what I said. Evidently, a while ago, this guy tried to post some stuff about the Diddy story on one of our social things, and Toledo fired back, and he goes, enough fake news. And so, yeah, I know. So he cucked the news, and then evidently, he just didn't let it breathe.
Typical.
They want to shut down the X and the Facebook and the Twitter and all that, and then they want to be able to say only their side. Got to let that stuff breathe. That animal's got to breathe. I'm a big believer in free speech, and that includes a lot of things that aren't true and aren't right.
Here he comes.
Mean. I know. He's going to wander right in and defend himself. But
hi, Richard.
It's not my doing. I don't care that you did it.
Nope. No defense.
Yeah. Oh. Did you say it? Did you tell the guy fake news?
No.
What'd you do?
I didn't remember. Didn't do anything.
Anyway, he's upset.
I actually sent him a link because he was mad at you. Dopes.
I think this is a different
guy. Diddy isn't in Antigua.
No, not today.
This Antigua.
Evidently a while ago. I got to find it again. There's a lot of emails coming in about Diddy. I can't.
I have not sent any
No, it was a while ago. He said, I tried to do this a few days ago. Your boy's at it again. He said, and he told
John.
Me, fake news.
John.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the libcuck thing. Now you're mad that somebody told on. Just live with what you said. Yep, I told him fake news. Well, then don't yell at him for telling on.
I don't know what I said.
I can't find it anymore. Yeah, I think the internet should be allowed to say and do whatever he wants as long as it's not a threat, just like on the streets. I'm allowed to lie to you on the road. I can go up to you at the QT and tell you a story about Carrie Lake. Complete and utter falsification lie. And you can't ban me. Yeah, but it's different when it's published. Why? More people will read it. Okay. Then more people have to do research. The crux of the matter is, no one will, and we know that. Yeah, if a guy wants to say that P. Diddy's guilty, Toledo, he's guilty in his mind. You have every right to go, that's fake news. Then you two can fight. I consider that a waste of time. I'd rather eat prime rib at a strip club with that steamed clam hanging over the top of the table. I know. It's time now for the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. If you want to head on over to Hooters, I'm sure they've got something delightful for you, and they keep their clothes on because they're respectful while you're eating. What do you got plans for tonight? You can check out Trivia Tuesday. That's tonight and every Tuesday from 7 to 9 at Hooters West Phoenix. And don't forget our wings, it says. Yeah, don't do that. They're over at the West Phoenix Hooters. Trivia night at the West Phoenix Hooters. It's probably pretty easy to win.
Get some prizes.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a... Yeah, now you're like 105. You walk out of there with some wings. West Side Hooters trivia. You're going to lose to the Hooters girls. Good luck, West Side. I'm all counting on you. Brady, please report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Spinach Day.
I like spinach. A lot.
647 A.D. Spinach is introduced to ancient China and India.
By who?
The Persians.
All right. They wandered all the way over to China with buckets of spinach that lasted?
Yeah. And then,
or did they introduce it by planting it for them? Or you guys are going to like this in a couple months. You can't just drag spinach
produce over there
from the Middle East to China.
They probably taught them how to grow it.
I mean, there's a border there, but you had to be right on the border, and there's mountains and all sorts of stuff to cross to get to people. Unless it was like a border town, like the Juarez of China, and Turkmenistan or whatever, and they're like right next to each other. That's the kind of China. But they would have known about it. That seems like a lengthy trip with a bag of spinach.
Planter boxes.
Oh, they were growing it on the go? That's pretty impressive. You think they had a garden on the go?
Maybe. I mean, if they brought it over.
I think when they say they brought it over.
Give us a month or two, we're going to.
But nobody back then was staying for a weekend. They brought seeds.
Yeah. They brought seeds. Yeah.
And then they hung around with them.
I do like the whole garden on the ship.
Garden on the go, though.
I think they had the topsy-turvies, the upside-down spinach growing and the tomatoes. And
now, if the Persians invented topsy-turvies, what are we so mad at them for? That's pretty good stuff, Persians.
And then 1533, the queen consort of France.
Consort.
Catherine.
You say it real bad.
Man.
Yeah, that's wow.
That's what they are most of the time.
Queen consort.
Catherine de Medici.
I see what he did there.
Medici.
I think it's the Medici family.
I don't know what you're saying.
They like spinach so much. She orders it for her every meal, and then the spinach begins to be used as stuffing and tortellini.
Who are you talking about?
The Medici family.
Who were they?
What?
The queen consort of what?
Big Italian family back in the day. They had a lot of money.
They're not alive now, and we're hearing about their spinach habits?
It's 1614.
Well, it's Spinach Day.
It's the least interesting family of all time, if all you remembered for is how you enjoyed spinach. Popeye and you are the two.
They did some more stuff.
What?
That family.
What? Don't say it if you don't know. See, this is where you'd step into the traps.
Built some cathedrals. they were the bank. They were one of the largest banks in the world. Right.
Lead with that and then tell me about their spinach habits.
They determined a lot of popes with their dough.
See, now that's more interesting than also enjoyed spinach, but you have your priorities messed up.
Influenced a lot of popes.
They were bad people. Spinach eaters. The enemy. There's a couple other baseless fun facts. There's supposedly an actual law in Scotland where any man who gets caught wearing underwear under his kilt can be fined 2 cans of beer.
They're not giving
not
up
sure
that.
Sure, anyone fine. Who's enforced that one, but
they'll just fight.
There are 50 places where you can legally cross the border between the United States and Mexico.
There's a couple of real easy ones. Oh, there's 50 places. Those are called ports. But the one that's most impressive is the Indian reservation that runs from Arizona into Mexico that can't be a sovereign land. I had a cop friend tell me about that once. He goes, yeah, walk right over. But the problem is you can't get into that Indian reservation in Mexico very easily, I find. But once you're in it, you can walk right into the States and you're here.
Neil Simon intentionally wrote a bad Broadway play called Fools. Because his ex-wife had just won the rights to his next play in their divorce. So he wanted to make that one flop, and it did. It ran for 1 month in 1981.
Nice. He had so much juice that no matter what he put on paper, they were going to make a play, and he knew it. Great stuff.
So does she have to pay the losses then? If she was going to gain
she just gets,
from it?
She just gets the rights to whatever happened. Probably whoever produced it did it. She just got the rights to win.
And down the line, if someone else wants to do that play or whatever.
Right, it's hers.
Yep.
Did he tell people immediately this is a garbage play? Or was he probably wasn't allowed to do that?
You know, he'll let them find that out.
Because when I was talking, Ralphie
May. Anything Neil Simon, they jump on it.
When Ralphie May was going through his divorce, he was talking to me about like his income. He goes,
I got to pull in like 50 grand a month. Because
he called his wife this. This is me.
The Jew Brad wants 20K. And she's milking me.
And I'm like, quit your job.
I thought of that. I was going to go work at Best Buy and tell her that my income had shrunk.
And I said, but why don't you do that?
Because the judge says if I do that, I'm going to have to pay her anyway. And now I'm working at Best Buy.
I guess that's true.
It's got to be current level, right?
Yeah, could you imagine that? And it was like just looking at video games.
Can I help you?
Jesus Christ. You all right?
No. Jubron tried to take 20K from me a month. I used to have a career. I was somebody.
I have a feeling you'd be over by the karaoke machines doing
no way.
Sets.
Now I got to help you, a dumb drug addict ass, figure out which halo you want.
They'd have over in the refrigerations section where you're.
Yeah. I don't know what. Yeah, the fridge.
This packs
I'm working in the
this
fridge.
This is the best storage right here.
They're all full, sir.
Damn right. What is that bunch of empty fridges for? That's dumb. Hot garbage.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
UPD.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Yeah, I felt bad for him, but he was trying that same thing, find ways around paying his wife. But the judge was way ahead of it.
I'll give him my next special, like proceeds to my next special.
But he never did another special.
Crack.com put a list together of 7 insects that were found intact during a colonoscopy.
Cracked.com.
I was going to say thank you for calling that, because if somebody's got that website and it's flourishing, crack.com.
Cracked. Yeah. The cracked. Wacky Mad Magazine knockoff?
I'm not sure if
has to be.
Let me check it out.
They're a news source now?
Yeah, I've gotten
cracked.com.
Yeah. They do the lists.
Good night, folks. Just shut the lights off on your way out. That's it. We're done. It can't be the same cracked. That was the, yep, sure enough.
No, that's the same. It's just their articles right now.
Oh, it's the word cracked, though.
Right, but it's not the logo of the cracked comic.
Cracked magazine.
Yeah,
it's not.
So cracked magazine doesn't exist, or this is what it's morphed into?
I don't think either.
Don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
You can't get to the bottom to get to the contact.
Okay. Go ahead.
So anyway.
Yeah. That
this is a list of insects that they found.
You're surprised.
During a colonoscopy.
Insects in someone's colon.
Yeah.
Okay.
A fly.
Yeah.
An ant. Cockroach. Ladybug. Moth. Standard bumblebee.
Those who are just tuning in, this is a list of bugs found in someone's butthole. Not the same guy.
Last one's a yellow jacket wasp.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Well, I hope we haven't gotten a lot of today's news off of that, because otherwise, later in the entertainment drill, looks like we've got something coming up on the Price.
The Price is Right has emergency pants for overexcited contestants.
They've got
sweatpants. That's in your. That's also in your.
Yeah,
it's cracked as a regular source for news.
Oh, yeah, well, this is a preview of today's entertainment.
Right.
Drill.
It is. All right.
I gotta get this off.
We'll see.
Yeah, don't wreck it for us.
Get off the screen.
He's been going to Cracked Magazine for his news sources. And Spinach.com, evidently, for all that info.
Tune in tomorrow for 27 of the funniest things people did to their siblings.
27.
He's giving you the evil eye. You're wrecking it.
Come on.
That doesn't make the cut.
The boy's out of it.
Yeah, he's got standards.
Yeah. No.
That doesn't. Yeah. This guy.
But a cow licking a kid.
No, look. The Marquis de Sade spinach habits. Yeah. That for sure. That leads the day.
Man, what a debate it must be. You go at 4:30 in the morning going, geez, do I do this one?
I'm going with the spinach plates. No one would ever accuse me of saying those words.
73% of millennial parents think they're doing a better job with their kids than their own parents did with them.
You're not.
Did it?
Well, yeah, you're there.
Come on.
Yeah,
that's the easiest one for me to get.
Attendance, and you've won the game.
According to the poll, here are the top 4 parenting strategies they're using the most that their parents didn't. Gentle parenting guides children through the decision-making process without the parent setting demands and rules.
Demands and rules? How dare you as a parent? All right, that's better. That's what people consider better. That's dumb.
Where we get advice. 24% have gotten parenting advice from social media. But other than that, it hasn't really changed much. Being open about mental health. Your own parents might have just told you to buck up.
And they weren't wrong either.
But 80% of millennial parents think discussions about mental health and emotional well-being are important.
I've had that.
Yes, and there's 2 sides to that. Every depression doesn't mean your kid's clinically depressed.
Fact.
And every happy thing doesn't mean they're bipolar.
Right. That was the thing I had to tell Alex. I'm like, look, this is a thing you're going through.
Buck up.
Right. You get out of it. And he has.
Toughen up, Buttercup.
2/3 say their own parents never did that.
Talk to them about mental health?
Yeah.
Oh, my dad said he would make me retarded a few times.
Well,
hey, we talked about mental health.
Oh, yeah.
You keep this up.
About your lack
I'm gonna
of mental
scramble
health.
Your brains. You think you're depressed now? That was a big one. You think you're sad now? Keep it up. Huh?
Oh, that was the one when Alex told me he's going to contact CPS.
Yeah, oh, you told him, yeah.
So I'm getting my money's worth.
All right, then.
What does that mean?
You'll see.
Go ahead, call.
Pick up the phone. It's I like, have.
You think they're going to show yeah, right up?
I have 8 minutes to destroy your world. Then I'm going to call the police because the murder's going to trump your, he treats me bad.
I was told long ago, leave one story, Alex.
Yeah. Mine. Put the phone down, Trey.
The last one is being present with your kids. 80% of millennial parents claim they always try to prioritize their kids over work. 77% think they're more present with their children than their own parents were with them.
Yeah, well, there was a lot our parents did right and a lot they did wrong. But to dismiss it all and make every time your kid sniffles depression that needs pills is the bigger issue. It's not working. Somewhere in between, a happy medium of like knocking them around a little bit and making sure that they're mentally okay.
And now it's time for a really quick Wild World.
Okay. And go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World. We've got this Welsh woman who's on a trek to base camp in Mount Everest. She's doing it for a charity. Emma Keane is her name. She was FaceTiming her family before she's getting ready to take the trek.
Yeah.
And right in the middle of the FaceTime,
she got eaten by something.
A yak gored her.
Oh, man. I didn't even know yaks could do that.
She said, I was speaking to my brother and his wife, showing them, you know, the beautiful hillside and getting ready to go on this trek. Without warning, I could hear the hooves pounding towards me. A sharp
That's
stabbing.
That's a warning, isn't it?
Pain.
That's a good warning.
Yeah, but she's FaceTiming.
Yeah, she's busy. She's
got her priorities. Yeah. But you can't say without warning if you're hearing the hooves.
She's going to go viral with this one.
I threw her up in the air. I landed back down.
I threw up in the air? Are you confessing to being a yak?
The yak threw her up in the air.
You said I threw her up in the air. I'm like, are you a yak?
The yak yacked her. Anyway, she had a big hole in her leg from the horn.
Right.
Went through her leggings. So they flew her to the air.
You are filled with unnecessary extras today. Who cares about her pants?
She's wearing leggings. She went through her Lululemons.
Okay, but I assumed her pants were ruined by the goring of her leg. You were superfluous,
and she
man.
Could get in line with all the other 1,000 people going to base camp for charity.
Right, by the way,
that's okay. Not the picture of the actual yak.
I don't disagree that it is over. Oh, this is a...
Thank you.
I didn't know that's what yaks look like.
Nothing special.
Well, it's just a cow with, like, it's a cow horse cow.
Cow horse what?
Looks like somebody drew it bad. Like, God went, whoops, I added horse to that. Whoops, I added more cow. I can't fix this. Now it's kind of ox cow horse. Jesus.
That's your wild, wild world.
Huh. I hope she gets new pants.
Oh, Jesus.
Food news.
Again. Real quick, we're unearthing. When you scratch the mental health thing with our listeners. Yeah. John, you know, I spilled water on the floor on Christmas Eve. Still remember it to this day. My father beat me bloody.
That's too funny.
So you're goddamn right I'm doing a better job than that MF-er with my kids.
Right. Well, there's an extreme example. If you were beaten bloody at
Other
any
ends
point,
of the curve,
yeah,
right?
That's polarity is what I'm saying. Somewhere in the middle, I believe, was the phrase I used. Between beating someone bloody and then giving them pills every time they act sad. If they see a sad movie, you don't pill them up. And if they spill a glass of water, you don't beat them up.
Somewhere
in the middle. Kind of like, you know, you try to go through the bridge, not
you
through
have
the
real
bridge.
Good chance of being a better parent.
Right. Much
on
better if you're looking at all angles and saying, you know, somewhere in the middle lives a nice. But if your kid's bleeding because there's water on the floor, that's too far. And yes, it's easy to, like Toledo, it's easy to do a better job than a guy that used to punch you for spilling water.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
Trader Joe's announced they're raising the price of a single banana for the first time in over two decades. Went from 19 cents to 23 cents.
Well,
it's only 4 cents. But
we know.
That's a 21% chance.
Thank you. It's a special day.
That's a 21% jump.
We understand. 4 cents.
That's 4 cents. For those of you not in the know.
That's not how it was said. I said, that's only 4 cents.
No, you said, that's 4 cents. We're laughing because you said, that's 4 cents. Like you were revealing the big math equation. We wouldn't have laughed if you said, that's only 4 cents, but
thanks,
that's 4 cents.
Quan.
Yeah. If you had a scruff, I'd pick you up by it, and I'd set you outside for a minute.
The whole reason they sell them individually?
Here we go.
See, you know it's bad when you got him on those. He's gone.
I'm just happy he got that.
Well, no, he got it because you did the math for it.
Yeah,
that's
why I'm
sitting here on my fingers counting.
That's the only reason I did it.
Thank
you.
Put the pencil down. You're never going to get there. Brett has to be naked to count to 21.
The whole reason they sold the bananas individually is the CEO saw a lady grab a bunch and then put them back. He asked her why she didn't pull the trigger on the entire banana purchase. She told him, Sonny, I may not live for that fourth banana. So then he decided, let's just sell them individually then.
That's how come they sell bananas off the bunch? Because some old broad wasn't going to live through the weekend?
Broke broad was that.
She had 2 days to live and she wanted four bananas?
She didn't think she'd make it to the fourth banana.
But what do bananas last? A week? Maybe a little longer? Max?
Hops.
Yeah. And she's at Trader Joe's knocking down the bananas and cares if she wastes one? Get in the box.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Canada's maple syrup reserve hits an all-time low, a 16-year low. The reserve is in Quebec. It's designed to hold 133 million pounds of maple syrup. In 2023, the supply fell to 6.9 million pounds.
Uh-oh. Is this sapping happening again?
Yeah. Are you all right?
Global warming.
That's
climate change. They're saying the warmer weather disrupts production.
Trees still make sap, though, right?
Whether it's warm or cold? They still have a 6.9 million ton reserve.
6.9 million tons is what they said?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's a lot
of syrup. One time it was 133 million.
Yeah.
Like oil, we're just, we're just banking
that's
away.
Yeah. We can't artificially make syrup.
Like, oh, yeah. No, yeah. Majority of it is artificial.
I was going to say, McDonald's isn't
but
giving
real
syrup,
maple
right?
syrup.
Oh.
If you're a purist, it's a lot more expensive, too.
Who you're talking
I
to.
I can't tell you.
Purist.
I don't know if you could fool me with.
There's a difference.
Okay.
Pizza Hut today announced it will celebrate the solar eclipse occurring April 8th. With a new pizza deal, dubbing it the Total Eclipse of the Hut.
You can't see half of your pizza, but you get the full charge.
$12.
It's just a pizza with a funny name?
Yeah, Total Eclipse of the Hut.
I heard it.
4 cents.
Man. You're miracle here.
Yeah, you have a thing today. You're special today, and I like it. I like this you. I like it because of what it does to him, too, because he's off the chair.
I know, killed me. It's so stupid.
I don't think it was said like that.
Nothing better than him rolling down the road laughing.
Couple of quick radio videos.
Okay.
First one's a chick on a treadmill. Oh, I like these. And then her boyfriend said he got there too late.
Oh, she's getting too high. I'm looking at her legs right there. She's doing big jumpies. Oh!
Hi, Miguel!
Hi, Miguel.
Hi, Miguel.
That's how come she's fat. That was her first time on a treadmill.
Good back
She ain't going back now.
now she's triggered by it.
I give up.
Hi, Miguel.
You know how you know your boyfriend thinks you're fat? You have a treadmill in the family room. There's no special place.
The couch is right there.
Put it where everybody hangs out. Like, nobody's using that. The couch is full. Why don't you get over there? Yeah, if you've got a treadmill in the middle of the main room of your house, someone in your house is trying to tell you something.
Next one's for Toledo. When he makes his trek to Thailand this year, maybe he can go to the boat races.
Oh, okay.
Kind of insensitive today, but okay. What is that, an iron? Oh, it's a kid on some sort of surfboard with a motor. I think he's escaping.
So everything there has those long propellers because the rivers are just shallow.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I just see
the thing that's in the water. That's a propeller.
I see just a piece of plywood and a guy getting out of Dodge.
Oh, it's Thailand. I mean,
right there, Toledo is everything in that video. Is the reason I don't want to go to Thailand.
Yeah, we're not going to that
part. Just looks like a dump. No thanks.
We are, however, going to Cambodia this trip, so that'll be.
Oh yeah. That sounds great.
Structural a lot of brothels. Delight.
Send a postcard.
Modern delight.
Yeah, Cambodia. Mmm. Between the food and the beautiful language, count me in. Like I just said hello to you. The most aggressive hello of all time.
It's a little abrupt.
Yeah. Cambodia.
You want to eat cobra?
Yeah. That's it. It's cobras in your room.
I got pachay on top.
Okay. Enough. Quit yelling everything. All right. Brett, what do you got?
All right.
Hey, could you have Math Whiz Brady in the squares Friday? Yeah, we'll definitely have... What's that, Scott? What's his name? The numbers guy?
Human calculator,
yeah. Brady's a human abacus. It takes him a little longer, but he can get it there.
We'll start off with a little soccer game here.
¿Cómo llega si llega a tocarle?
The guy going for a header, and another dude's kicking him. Oh, roundhouse right to the face. He's down. That's a real soccer injury. I don't think I've ever seen a real soccer injury before. Oh, he's busted. That dude. Oh, man.
Concussion.
Tries to roundhouse a soccer ball flying by a guy's head, and he misses it. Mira, mira is right. Aki.
We'll stick with sports and go to some figure skating.
Oh. Men's or women's? Oh.
Ablating.
No.
Somebody's throat's getting
cut. Oh, he thrown at her.
Is she okay? She's not bleeding all over.
Nope.
Oh, she just starts crying immediately. Years and years of work.
She was bleeding.
Years and years of work down the drain. That wasn't Tanith Balvin, was it?
Oh, I forgot about
her. I used to love her.
Right there, look at her face. Look at her cheek.
I don't see any blood.
Below the eye right there.
Yeah, she got sliced open in the face.
That was from earlier.
Well?
This is a what the hell is that moment.
Practiced harder. All right. Here we go with, okay, what is this? What am I looking at?
Well, you'll
see. This is sex. I'm looking at sex of some sort. What is that thing?
I don't know.
Penis has.
Gosh, it's like.
It's got arms and legs.
It's got
a Gumby.
Okay, so the corona of this man's penis looks like one of those early 2000s conference phones. You know,
yeah.
They got the three arms on it. Yeah, it's like the little star. I don't know what that is, but he pulled it out and it's got.
Looks like a stress doll.
Arms. His penis has arms.
And
three of them.
Apparently, we have video of the stripper that Brady was trying to save at strip club here.
Cracking McCracks a lot? Mm-hmm. All right. From crack.com. Oh, my God. That's a big hole. Something's coming out of it. Oh, her butt's opening. And there's an apple. It's an apple. There's more. But wait, there's more. Oh, my God. Here comes the inside. So she's rubbing it like this.
Macintosh was the first one.
Yeah. Her butt's breathing. Her butt's making.
She's having problems. Oh my God!
Oh God! Something's trying to push that one out.
Get
her butt
that other apple out!
It's got butt. A face.
She does sit-ups too. Why? Oh, that's it. That's all we've got. She just made it breathe.
It's a big apple. That's all.
Oh, look at the inside. The boil. Yeah.
I don't know. That was a delicious crisp. The apple crisp. Those are those big thick hard apples. Oh. You done?
That's it.
All right, thanks. That was three.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know.
Thanks. I was trying to figure it out.
One, two. Hold on.
Total of five.
That's right. Well, with yours added in. Now, let's not go crazy, Brady. You're moving too fast. Too much too soon for the average mathematician. There you go, everybody. That is your Brady Report and math lesson. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.